Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
We've also been hearing more from the UN's Children's Agency, and UNICEF is now saying that one of its vehicles has also been hit with live ammunition. So far, there are no reports of any injuries to the agency's staff.
An Australian aid worker has described being shot at in Gaza while trying to deliver water and supplies to a hospital. Tess Ingram, a former Perth journalist who works with UNICEF, told Al Jazeera she was in a convoy of three cars that was fired on while stopped at a United Nations checkpoint leaving Rafah. She said the aid workers were on a coordinated mission to try and deliver fuel to water wells in the north and life-saving nutrition and medical supplies to Kamal Adwan Hospital. The UNICEF crew reached a designated holding point where vehicles are made to wait until the checkpoint is ready to receive them. They were waiting there when gunfire broke out in the vicinity. The gunfire came from the direction of the checkpoint towards civilians, who then ran away from the checkpoint, and the gunfire hit Ingram's armoured vehicle. She said some colleagues outside of the car were checking a mechanical problem with the nutrition truck when the fire broke out, and they had to run back to their armoured vehicle. Fortunately, they were safe, but three bullets hit the car that Ingram was in right on her passenger door, the window, and also the bonnet of the car. She said it's just another example of how unsafe it is for humanitarian aid workers and how missions like these are made almost impossible. It comes less than 2 weeks after fellow Australian aid worker Zomi Francom was killed by Israeli fire, along with several colleagues from the World Central Kitchen charity. Ingram said the shooting was raised with Israeli authorities.